Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking God today, Radio Land. Our great pastor is coming to you with the word of truth. We thank God so very much for him. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you on this venue. Wherever you're listening or watching us, we're glad for this opportunity. We are God's church because we keep God's commandments. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. I want to talk to you today about inhabitation with God in the Spirit. In other words, living and abiding with God. Before we get into that thought, our Deacon Dale wrote this number, Redeemed. Sister V in the choir, Redeemed. Thank God.
Called by his name,
prisoner of the Lord,
For the choir, sanctified people. They have a habitation with God in the Spirit. Thank God. They are caught up in the Spirit of God. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. They were preachers for the Lord. They were sanctified. They were commandment keepers, and they were like Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Peter, James, and John.
Yes.
They're going on, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Before we get into our thought, our Deacon Fina is going to make these announcements. Listen carefully in case you want to catch us on another venue. Deacon Fina, go ahead.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8255. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com, or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sabbath Saturday. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. If you didn't get those letters or those numbers, you can call the venue you're listening to or contact through that venue and get more information. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe the scripture. I believe the Lord. I am a believer. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 1. We all want to live with the Lord when we leave here. We all want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. In order to get to heaven, there must be a death.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about natural. There is a spiritual death that must take place, or you'll never get to the habitation with God in the Spirit. And it starts now. Ephesians 2 and 1, Evangelist.
"And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins."
So we all should come to the realization that we were born dead to God. And we have to have a spiritual awakening, spiritual resurrection to dwell with God and to become part of God. Now, we're going to read more, but let's go to the 18th verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
For
through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
Now it's talking about both those that were close and those that may be close to God. These are the Jews, because salvation is of the Jews. And those that were afar off, that's the Gentile. The secret is Jew and Gentile, naturally so, are both far off. But if you are going to get salvation, it is of the Jew. Because a Jew is one that has God and has been circumcised in heart.
Yes.
We are Jews.
Yes.
And wherever you may be, if you are saved from sin, you are a Jew and you can offer the salvation that God has to offer. Yes. Read.
Now therefore.
What?
Ye are no more strangers and foreigners.
Now we're no more strangers and foreigners because we have been quickened.
Yes.
God have awakened us up in him. Yes. We were dead in trespasses and sins.
Yes.
But now we are alive to God.
Yes.
We are dwelling with God, abiding in he and he and I, mm-hmm. in us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
No more strangers nor foreigners. What?
But fellow citizens.
What?
With the saints.
We are fellow citizens with the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Now the writer didn't choose to use with the Christians. It's the saints.
Yes.
Because it's those that are sanctified, yes. that have been circumcised in spirit, really dwell with God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Saints.
And of the household of God.
Go ahead.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles.
So now we're built upon the foundation of the apostles. Because mm-hmm. their foundation is the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Their foundation is the word. Their foundation is the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Their foundation is righteousness.
Yes.
Holiness. This is the foundation
yes.
of the apostles. What?
And prophets.
And the prophets.
Jesus Christ himself.
Isn't that beautiful?
Being the chief cornerstone.
So whether you are Jew or Gentile, Jesus is the chief cornerstone because you had to come through his death.
Yes.
Because he died for all of us. That we have no more sacrifices to offer up for sins.
Yes.
He makes that sacrifice.
Yes.
And now we must become a living sacrifice,
yes.
just like he. But he's the chief cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
But we're yet built upon the foundation of the word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
In whom all the building fitly framed together
what?
Groweth unto an holy temple.
So it's important to keep this in our minds. It's not about Baptist or Methodist. It's holy. So we've got to become a holy body to be in this temple.
Yes.
To dwell with God.
Yes.
To inhabit God.
Mm-hmm.
Unto an holy temple in the Lord.
Lord.
What?
In whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
It's all through the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
If we want to dwell with God.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 6 and 23.
All right.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Follow along through the Scripture. As the Lord said, believe on me as the Scripture hath said. What we are speaking is in the Scripture. And we are rightly dividing the Scripture. We're going as God lead. And I trust that the seeds we are planting, God give you understanding and increase.
Yes.
Romans 6 and 23, what does it say?
For the wages of sin is death.
So now we were quickened. We that truly live for God and dwells in God's habitat. We've been quickened. We were dead. In trespasses and sins.
Mm-hmm.
But he's quickened us. He's awakened us.
Yes.
He's resurrected us.
Yes.
Because the wages of sin is death. What?
But the gift of God is eternal life.
But
through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So it's all about the gift of eternal life.
Yes.
A gift to dwell with God forever.
Thank God.
I have a policy, MetLife. And you cannot collect on that policy until you die.
That's right.
The bad thing about that policy is when you die, you don't get anything. Someone after you get it.
Right.
But with the gift that God gave us, eternal life, When we die out of sin, we gain the benefit. Eternal life. Isn't that beautiful? So I got a policy better than MetLife. Maybe you might have New York Life. But eternal life is a policy. You gain the benefits. Only if you die. Let's go to the fine print in the policy. 1 John 3 and 4. You want to dwell with God, you need to understand the contract you're under. This eternal life policy. Because if you don't pay the premiums and keep it paid up, you will not collect. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 3 and 4, what does it say?
Whosoever
what?
Committed sin transgresses also the law.
So we understand this gift have provisions in it. And if you sin, you have awakened yourself back into death.
Yes.
But if you die, you can collect on this policy.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And it's letting you know what you can't do.
Mm-hmm. For
whosoever
sin
transgressed the law, for mm-hmm. sin is what?
The transgression of the law.
So we understand, this is the fine print. We need to read this policy. Read.
And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
So that's the whole point of giving us this gift of eternal life, to take away natural death.
Yes.
That you might have eternal life. Because natural death is sinning.
Yes.
When you're yet alive.
Yes.
And when you sin, naturally so, you are dead in spirit. And you cannot collect this eternal life policy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But if you die spiritually so, now you can collect that policy at the end of your natural life. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
It's called eternal life, not
yes.
MetLife. Eternal life.
Yes.
It's a gift. Isn't that beautiful? But you gotta pay the premium. Isn't that beautiful? You know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him, what?
Is no sin.
What?
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
This is the policy. To abide with God forever, you need to know whosoever sinneth,
whoever abideth in him sinneth not.
What?
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen
if
him.
If you are a sinner, you don't have an eternal life policy. You don't have it.
No, you don't.
You're hoping for it, and you've been promised a gift and a wish that you'll never get.
Yes.
What?
Not seen him, neither known him.
So you really don't have the policy.
Mm-mm.
You have been told he's going to give you eternal life, and he will, but you haven't read the fine print. Read.
All right. Little children.
What?
Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is
what
righteous.
What are you talking about, Pastor? It's in the policy. Because eternal life is about righteousness.
It is.
Read.
He that committeth sin is of the devil.
So this is what we understand in the policy. If you're sinning, you are really alive to sin.
Yes.
And you're of the devil, not of God. What?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
What?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
What?
That he might destroy the works
so
of the devil.
So the Son came and offered us a policy, a gift.
Yes.
That we might dwell with him forever, abiding in the Spirit.
Yes.
And in order to do this, he has to destroy the works of the devil. So he quickened us,
yes.
raised us from dead works.
Beautiful.
Let us know what we could do, what we could not do.
Yes.
What?
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Long as we don't commit sin, our policy is being paid up.
Yes.
It's current.
Yes. Beautiful.
What?
For his seed remaineth in him,
what?
And he cannot sin,
what?
Because he is born of God.
What did the 10th verse say? In
this, the children of God are manifest.
Well, these are the ones that own the policy, have the premiums paid up. In this, the children of God are manifest, what?
And the children of the devil.
Let you know who's not paid up. If you're sinning, you've broken the policy.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Need to know that. What?
Yes. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God.
What?
Neither he that loveth not his brother.
Let's go back to Ephesians 2 and 1.
Yes.
It's about being quickened that we might have an habitation with God yes. in the Spirit.
Yes.
Abiding with Him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And you
hath He quickened.
What?
Who were dead in trespasses.
Remember what the scripture is saying here. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Because when you're born of God, you don't sin anymore.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But you have to be quickened, meaning awakened to knowledge.
Yes.
Of what you can and cannot do.
Yes.
Then you pay the premium. You pay the price. Wherein what?
Wherein time passed, ye walked according to the course of this world.
In the past life, before we began to live for God, before we were quickened, before we were awakened to the knowledge of God, we walked according to the course of this world. What?
According to the prince of the power of the air.
A.K.A. the devil.
Yes.
What?
The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
So the children that don't obey God, they are the children of disobedience.
Yes.
What?
Among whom also we all had our conversation.
Now we're not here to knock those in sin because our business is about eternal life.
Yes.
Our business is about obeying and living for God.
Yes.
We didn't come here to condemn those that's free to sin.
Yes.
We're talking about those that think they have God or don't know God or would like to.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. We all had our conversation
in time past
in the world, in the devil.
Yes.
What?
Our conversations in time past.
What?
In the lust of our flesh.
What?
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
And what?
And were by nature.
Listen to what the scripture is saying. Other words, we were born this way by nature.
The children of wrath.
So many say, oh, we got God. Everybody got God in them. How can you be a child of wrath if you got God in you?
All right.
But these are children of wrath, born this way by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, little babies.
Yes.
Born children of wrath.
Yes.
I know you've all seen Spanky in our game. Spanky wasn't even walking in someone's arms, punching somebody holding him. Babies are like that sometimes.
Yes.
And they can be just as sweet, but they're children of wrath by nature.
Even,
isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Fifth verse, what does it say?
5. Even when we were dead
in sins.
Quickened us
God
together.
God quickened us together.
With Christ.
What?
By grace ye are saved.
There's another portion here that goes with that. By grace we're saved through faith. That means through the policy.
Yes.
Through keeping the policy.
Yes.
Through dying, we're saved.
Yes.
Read.
And hath raised us up.
This is that quickening. God have raised us up.
Together.
What?
And made us sit together.
What?
In heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15.
All
right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We want to have a habitation with God in the Spirit. If you would like to have a habitation with God in the Spirit, get a policy. Read the fine print. Understand and know that you cannot sin.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15:34. Mm-hmm. Because if when you're quickened, you come to knowledge. You're being raised up with more knowledge now about God. 15:34, what does it say?
Awake. To righteousness.
In other words, learn what righteousness is according to Scripture.
Yes.
Because the Lord came according to the Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. Awake to righteousness. What?
And sin not.
So we cannot sin.
All right.
If we want to have a habitation with God in the Spirit.
Yes.
Sin not. What?
For some have not the knowledge of God.
Some don't really have a policy of eternal life.
All right.
They don't have the gift. It's been told it's going to be given to them.
Yes.
But if you don't have the policy when you leave this life, you're not going to get it.
That's right.
When you die naturally, so if you don't have a policy paid up, you don't get the benefit.
All
Somebody
right.
don't get it.
All right.
You won't get it.
All
not
right.
this natural policy.
No.
But this one is for the one who owns the policy.
Yes.
You get the benefit. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
But you won't get it if you don't have the knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
I speak this to your shame.
It's a shame what those that say they know God or are called by His name, it's a shame what they don't know. They've been duped.
Yes.
What?
But some man will say, How are the dead raised up?
Well, how are the dead raised up?
And with...
It's not talking about going out into a natural graveyard like the Lord did when he raised up Lazarus. It's not talking about that. That's a parable. It yet happened, but it's a parable.
Yes.
It's spiritually raised that you might inherit that policy, the gift.
All right.
How are the dead raised up? What?
Mm-hmm. And with what body do they come?
What body do they come?
Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened,
what?
Except it die.
You have to die out of sin if you're going to inherit the gift of God.
Isn't that beautiful? All right.
Let's go to Matthew 10 and 5. Right. Because he gave his anointed the same charge,
yes,
to raise the dead. But it's talking about spiritually so, because that's what's going to inherit this policy, this gift of God. It's your spirit,
yes,
mind, and soul. Isn't that,
yes,
beautiful? Matthew 10 and 5. What does it say?
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles.
What?
And into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not.
So he gave his anointed instructions how to go about raising the dead.
Yes.
Don't go like the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
We don't preach like the preachers in the world with the hanking and the hawking and the hooing and all that kind of junk. Loosening your ties and all that, throwing your robes off and putting on all these long crosses and medallions and looking like the coffee man.
Colombian.
I forget the name of the coffee.
Colombian man. Colombian coffee.
All right, read the 8th verse. What does it say?
8.
Heal the sick.
Heal the sick.
What?
Cleanse the leper.
Because he's talking about healing the sick, the sin sick soul. You heal it through knowledge and obedience to God.
Yes.
Heal the sick.
Raise the dead.
Raise the dead. Raise ones out of sin.
All right. Cast out devils.
Raising them into the newness of life.
Mm-hmm.
According to the policy.
Yes.
Cast out devils. What?
Freely ye have received.
What?
Freely give.
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, but 15 and 35. Isn't that beautiful? Knowledge is the answer. We have to be quickened and awakened to knowledge. And when we are quickened and awakened to knowledge and obey, in other words, we are producing the fruits that we should to pay the policy, we have eternal life. We have a habitation with God in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:35, what does it say?
But some man, will say,
what?
How are the dead raised up?
What?
And with what body do they come?
What body do they come? What?
Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die.
So there must be a death to get the benefits of this policy. Read the 42nd verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh.
So.
Thank God. So also is the resurrection of the dead.
What?
It is sown in corruption.
So when we hear the word and it's letting us know what we must do, that tells us what we're doing, our way of doing things or what we have done is corruptible to God.
Yes.
So it's sown
in corruption.
In corruption, possibly what?
It is raised in incorruption.
But when you obey and take on his way, it's raised up in incorruption. I believe we're not going there, the 53rd verse says, the corruptible must put on incorruption.
All right.
What? Read.
But 53?
Where you were.
Okay. Thank God.
It is sown in dishonor.
43. Thank you. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory.
So it's sometimes we find out our ways and the things we're doing are dishonorable.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that we're not honoring the father and the mother like we should.
Right.
It's sown the way we should go in dishonor, but what raised in glory, right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power.
Raised in power, because sometimes what we didn't know, we were weak in things, but when the knowledge comes,
yes,
and we obey, it's raised in power.
Yes.
In other words, what I was, little sins I was committing, I'm not doing that now.
Thank God.
Ways I had that weren't like God, now